Warning, the stories you're about to hear are detailed accounts of shenanigans, pranks, and some mistakes that are meant to replicate the sort of discussions that veterans have when they reunite over a cold beverage and do not depict the professional daily actions of the military at large. We hope to make you laugh, but not to disrespect our proud men and women in uniform. Listener discretion is advised. Camo Comedy, where we take a humorous look at the lighter side of military service. We got a big show for you today, but before we jump into it, if you like what we're doing here, give us a subscribe, give us a follow, whatever they call it on your podcasting platform. And while you're at it, give us a 5-star rating, write us a review, as that makes us more relevant in the algorithm and boosts the overall visibility of the show. But word of mouth advertising is just oh so powerful. So if you tell some friends, I will love you forever. Okay, let's jump into the show.
I'm your host, Aaron Wolf. Just as a friendly reminder to everybody in the audience, make sure you give the notification bell a nice tap so you don't miss a show. Joining us today is the butthole ventriloquist, call sign Double Take. Double Take, thanks for being here, man.
What the fuck, man? Thanks for having me, I guess. Fuck.
Also joining us today, we got a full house, is the man who taught me never to keep Pop Rocks in your foreskin for safekeeping, call sign Cheeks. Call sign Cheeks, thanks for being here, man.
Oh, spread cheeks, not hate, folks.
Oh, it's so good to be in here with Cheeks again. I missed you, buddy.
Oh, hell yeah.
Seeing
I
my
thought
human...
you were circumcised.
How many Pop Rocks do you need, man?
God damn it.
All right, guys, so check out this first story. This one is a Chair Force story. We got a bunch of Air Force individuals who are deployed at a tropical location, and alcohol is authorized. So on the first day off, they were getting fucked up, hell as you can well imagine.
Naturally.
And they were working night shift, so they were off, and it was sunny during the day when they were kind of up and doing their thing. They were getting fucked up. This one guy was out, you know, getting some sun. He was had some flip-flops and his swim trunks on. He's realizing maybe I went a little bit too hard, and it's time to go to bed. So he kind of goes back to his hooch, strips off his swim trunks, and dives into bed, right? Couple hours later, you know, some of the alcohol catches up with him, and he's got to take a piss. So just kind of in a haze, he gets out of bed, gets his flip-flops on, kind of goes, you know, outside, runs into one of his guys like, hey, whoa, 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 whoa. What are you doing, man? What are you doing? He's like, if you go out the front, that takes you to the defac. When you go out the back, you take a left and the latrine's down that way. He's like, oh, hey, man, thanks for the tip. So yeah. He's just like, okay, cool. So he goes out the back, goes all the way like the 100 meters or whatever it is down to the latrine or the restroom. And then on his way back, this guy realizes he is fucking balls naked. He forgot to put on his fucking swim trunks. And so he's like, why the fuck did my guy stop me to tell me that I was going the wrong way to the bathroom,
but forgot to fucking naked?
He forgot to mention that he was fucking naked. And he's like passing picnic tables with people like enjoying their like self on their time off and stuff.
I think he knew what he was doing.
I don't know, man.
Did he have a shirt on or anything?
No, he had no shirt.
Totally naked.
Just flip-flops. And he's just like marching all the way down. And it didn't bother anybody. People are like, hey, man, you know, there's Seth or, you know, whatever. Yeah. He's like, he's going to go take a piss, I guess.
So
you know?
His buddy just turned him around. Hey, bro, go that way. Just
carry on, but go that way.
Yeah. It's like, hey, you're going the wrong direction. I'm not going to correct anything else. I think his buddy set him up for failure.
Oh, yeah.
I would have to guess. He's like, you know what?
This hog is in the right direction.
Right. Yeah. Grabbed him by the wiener. Follow me.
Heard he was hung, too, so I don't think anybody was complaining.
Good
you know
for
what
him.
I mean? So
good for him.
There you go. But yeah, man, I love that story.
That's funny. Our next one doesn't have any nudity. I know it's going to be terrible.
Lame.
It's not. So these guys are in a deployed location, right? And they're on their way out. They're like ripping out. So they're not in their normal barracks that they were staying in. They're in like transient area, right?
Okay.
So it's like a big gymnasium, bunk beds everywhere, and they've got their sheets set up, their little jack shacks and stuff like that.
The jack shack.
Yeah. The spank tank, the jack shack. They got it set up, right? Well, this one individual, everybody called him Bird Person.
Okay, now explain that.
Because of his mannerisms when he'd walk, he'd like have a little head bob with
it. Okay.
And then he would
like
always
a pigeon?
Yeah, he would
he's
always be
birdish.
Yeah, birdish. And he would always be nesting.
Was he thin?
He was a thin fella.
Okay.
Yeah. He's like 6 foot tall, thin guy.
A lot of bird qualities.
A lot of bird qualities going on. But he would always be nesting, okay?
Okay.
So you would like look into his little bunk and he everything that he needs, he's sitting there perched in his little bed, and he's got sheets all around him like he's made a little nest, right? Everything's within arm reach that he can get to.
And you guys were brave enough to look in his, what did you call it, the Jack Shack?
The Jack Shack. Well, that wasn't me. I didn't do this. It wasn't us.
All right.
But he goes away to the gym or something. He's gone for a few hours, and all of his buddies find a bird, like an actual sparrow that was in the barracks flying around. And you can see where this is going, right?
Oh, yeah, I see where this is
going. So these guys make like a makeshift butterfly net out of broomsticks and sheets. And it takes
chasing
them like,
around a fucking live bird with broomsticks and a sheet.
It takes them like 2 hours to corral and catch this bird, right?
That's dedication.
It is.
Yeah.
Wow.
They release it into bird persons. Into his hooch, in his little his Jack Shack. And then
they put it in his bed.
In his bed, right? And it's trapped in there because of the sheets, right? Well, they make a sign and it says, like, caution, bird inside. Okay. Right. And they hang it on there. And he comes back from whatever the hell he was doing. He comes over, he looks at it and goes, all right, guys, real funny. Ha ha.
Funny.
Rips down the sign and everybody's like peeked around their beds and huddled around, just staring at him like, oh, what's he going to do?
That's a major tell. Yeah. Anybody in the military currently right now, if everybody is interested when you come in, something is amiss.
Something is amiss.
Yeah. Wise the fuck up.
Yeah. So everybody's staring at this guy. He thinks it's just a sign. He rips it down. Ha ha. Looks over at him.
You got me.
And then the next thing he hears is like a flutter. Yeah. Yeah. Nice. With the hat. Good sound right there. So do it again. That's what it sounded like. Yes.
So this guy's got to be thinking like, what the fuck?
Like, no fucking way. Yeah. There's no way.
He stops. He looks back over at him. He's like, what the fuck, guys? And then he hears it again. It's so good. And he's like, okay, there's no fucking way. There's something going on. And he like opens the curtain just slightly to peek in. And then this bird, the sparrow, flies out right past his head. He freaks out.
Like a fucking magic show?
Yeah. Woo. So these guys corralled this bird, stuck it in his hooch, and put the sign up. He thought it was just the sign. He opens it up, gets attacked by a sparrow, and then...
Oh, my God.
Did it, like, shit in his bed or anything?
I'm sure it did, in the nest that was already made.
Oh, my God.
This is mine now. This is my house.
It probably thought he was his mother.
Yeah.
The fucking mother hen.
Yeah.
Well, in reality, do you know how pissed you would be if you were a sparrow somewhere, and, like, these guys caught you just to, like, dunk on some guy and put him in your bed? You're like, hey, guys,
you're just minding your own fucking business. Yeah, like, being a bird.
Come on, if you're gonna catch me, put me outside.
Try to do bird shit, guys.
Yeah. I feel like if somebody came up, grabbed you in a blanket, and then put you in a fucking tree and just left you there.
What the fuck?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Bad person.
That's awesome.
Oh.
All right, so check out this next story. So let me explain what TDY is. TDY just means you got a temporary duty, right? And it's basically like if you go to a military academy or something like that, you're going to go to a different base for the purpose of doing your job, right? So these guys in particular, they were at a professional military academy, right? Which means you're going to go someplace for a week or two. You're going to get your training and then you're going to go back to your home station, right? So the first weekend comes, they got liberty. They're going out on the town and these guys got fucked up. One guy in particular, they're on their way back to base, and he's just not feeling it, right? It's like a 30-minute drive, and he knows that, like, hey, vomit's coming.
Oh.
And to make matters worse, in military towns, they deal with GIs a lot.
Oh,
and they're
not
playing fucking games because, you know, GIs, especially when they're transient, they like to go out and have fun and do all kinds of dumb shit.
Yep.
So there was a $300 charge if you vomit in one of their taxis.
They're like, nope, prepared for
we
this.
Are not fucking around.
You
and
that.
And it's not like you really have an option to like open a window because there's just no way that you can fully clear the side. I'm sure they're onto that one and that freaking fine is going to kick in when you get vomit on the side of their vehicle too. Yeah. They're just like, no.
For $300, I'm just eating it.
Well, so check this out. The cab driver was kind of doing some like sharp turns and corners and speeding up and just nailing the brakes and stuff like that.
And there's
not helping.
Almost kind of seems like this was a scam. This was some kind of a racket.
He's like, I want $300.
Like, I need an extra $300 right now, you know? So the dude's like, all right, man, like I'm not making a mess. And there's probably, in all out reality, there's probably legitimate respect that's going on here where they're just like, yeah, you know, I don't want to mess up somebody else's shit.
Yeah.
So he just makes a bull out of his shirt, right?
Oh.
And he just freaking vomits and he contains whole thing, right? Well, they make it back to base and like right as soon as they're pulling in the front, he's like, hey man, stop, let me out. You know, so he gets out and then dumps this like shirt bowl full of vomit right on the front lawn.
Jesus.
Right on the front lawn, he just dumps all this stuff out. One of the MPs is like, bro, how long were you holding on to that for? He looks at him, they're like vomit all over his shirt and everything. He's like, about 30 minutes. Oh. He's like, oh my God.
That
dude.
Is foul. Yeah. So foul.
So gross.
It's gross.
I mean, it's impressive too.
Yeah.
But what you got to say is, in the military, they always tell you to adapt to the situation and overcome it, right?
Yeah.
You can't, you got to say, there was no charge. He didn't make a mess. He kept his mess contained.
So he didn't get charged.
He did not get charged. Good man. He was him. Just like, okay.
He made a choice and he rolled with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Paid the guy. They were on their way.
Oh, God. Fantastic. That's so gross. Good for him, though.
Yeah, man.
I couldn't have done that. That, oh. I'm a sympathetic puker. If I puke and I smell it, it's going to keep coming.
I'm going to do it too.
Yuck.
Hell yeah.
All right. So I got the next one. So this one was actually on a deployment that I was on.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Is this your story?
I'm in the story.
Okay.
But
okay.
I'm not the subject of the story.
Okay.
First person story, though.
Yes. First person. Unfortunately,
thanks
first
for
person.
Sharing.
I really wish it wasn't first person.
Yeah.
But shit happens.
Yeah.
So it is what it is.
Shit happens. Party naked.
So on this trip, there was a guy. We're going to call him Tater.
Okay.
All right. So, what's up, Tater?
Yeah. Tater Tot.
Hell yeah.
So Tater is, I think he was an airman at the time. Smart guy.
Right.
Very, very clever. Very funny. But one of those guys that's too smart for his own good. And he's always just cracking jokes, always making trouble just to entertain himself.
Yeah.
Right.
Those guys get in trouble.
Oh, yeah, they do.
So an important part of this story is to understand the way that these permanent housing, like during the bulk of your deployment, was set up on this base. It was basically exposed. Like you walk out the front door of your room and you're outside.
Gotcha.
And then 5 feet across the walkway is the front door of another one on the other side.
Okay.
So you're just like 5 feet from the other room. So Tater happened to be in the room directly across from me.
Right.
So it's about, I don't know, maybe 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. We had been on shift
that
day.
The witching hour.
That's right. We got off. Most people are just chilling in the rooms at that point. You've already worked out. You've already had chow.
Right.
You're just laying low. Mm-hmm. I was watching Netflix or something.
No, you weren't.
Chilling.
Moving on.
You're a liar.
Neither confirmed or
you're a liar. You were Netflix and chilling with yourself.
Yeah, Rosie Palm and her five sisters. So I'm sitting there doing whatever I was doing. And all of a sudden, I just hear this low growl, like from across outside my room.
Fuck?
I just hear a whoa. I'm like, what the fuck? That's fucking weird. Like 5 seconds later, there's another one.
Yeah.
I hear again, whoa. And then it keeps getting louder. And every time it's louder and there's more panic in the voice.
Oh, no.
And
no.
I can hear it's Tater.
Yeah.
So you just, whoa, whoa. I'm like, what the fuck? So
investigating weird sounds is always going to pay off.
And again, it's 10:30 at night. He's in his room. I don't know what is going on, but I'm like, there's no way that this can be good.
Yeah.
But I don't know if this dude's dying or he's bleeding out. So I felt inclined to investigate.
Let's see if you can go help.
Yeah. So I rip my door open. I run across and I'm banging on the door. I'm like, Tater, what the fuck, man? And no response, just more.
I'm like,
all right, I have to get in there. I got to check. So I open the door and before me is Tater essentially poo bearing it. Thank you. Tongue tied. He's poo bearing it.
Yes.
Shirt on. Nothing else. Maybe Crocs. I don't remember. I wasn't focused on his shoes. And he's got what kind of looked like a fleshlight or a lightsaber, but it turned out to be a penis pump.
Oh, no.
On his
no
junk.
Way.
And he can't get it off. What had happened is he ordered this thing. He had ordered this thing off of Amazon.
Amazing.
And it had buttons on it for the increments of how intensely the suction was on the penis pump.
Oh, no.
And he didn't read the fucking instructions.
why would you read the instructions of anything that you're going to put on your Johnson?
It does one thing, but exactly.
Right.
So he's just like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's see what the red button does. So he sticks this shit on him and just goes.
Oh,
and I mean,
man.
This thing starts sucking and sucking. And so
did it suck up one of his balls?
I, I don't remember. All I can remember was his deformed, mutilated penis.
Oh, in
the,
no.
The tube of the penis pump is clear.
What color was it?
It was like a window. Oh, it was like purplish, verging on turning black.
Oh,
like,
God, no.
Too much blood in this thing.
Oh,
so,
no.
So getting back to the actual moment. So when I open the door, he's standing there with this penis pump stuck on his junk, and it is sucking, and he's in like a thrusting motion. He's trying to pull it off. He's like, whoa, whoa, and he can't get it to break free.
I have a question.
What's that?
Was he happy or sad to see you?
Seriously, from what I recall, he didn't even fucking know I was there.
Oh no, that's bad.
He was too focused on making sure his dick didn't get sucked off of his body.
That's bad.
And the worst part is his roommate.
His roommate
God,
was there.
Stop it! He did this with a roommate there.
At this point, I don't know if the roommate was there when it started, but knowing these two guys, because this other airman was also a fucking animal, he probably was like, oh, you know, if I just do this quietly, he's probably got his headphones in,
nobody's
won't even know.
Nobody's gonna
and then
know.
It turned into, I might lose my dick over this, so it became this whole thing.
It became a community event.
So his roommate is crouched in front of him like he's inspecting it. Like, he's crouched like a fucking umpire at a baseball game.
What the fuck like, did you just walk into?
Off to the side. While Tater's like, whoa, and trying to pull this shit off.
And he's thrusting the whole time?
Kind of. It's like he's trying, it's like a reverse thrust. He's trying to get away from it, but while pulling with his hands.
Oh, God.
It's something I'll never be able to unsee or think about.
Yeah.
Every now and then, I'll just be driving, going to work, going to the grocery store, and that'll pop in my head. I'm like, ah, God damn it.
You ever hear those stories of the motherfuckers that get trapped, like, on the lavatory bathrooms in, like, an airplane or something like that?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Like they get suction.
The suction.
Yeah.
That's what this reminds me of. So, like, he had, like, lavatory suction on an airplane, and he just jammed that button once his cock was in it?
I would have personally preferred the airplane situation over what this guy
pull
went through.
Yeah. Intestines out.
That's big move.
So he finally gets it off, and, I mean, this thing looks like No, he does not get off. He gets the pump off. He breaks the seal.
Oh, God.
And I mean, his shit looked like it had just been sitting on a table and he smacked it with a hammer a bunch of times.
Oh, God.
So at this point, I don't know what to do other than just quietly shut the door
and leave. Do you want me to rub it?
So I'm just like, I'm just going to back out of here.
Yeah,
you know?
That's probably the move.
I was never here.
That's probably the move.
I was never here. So I go back to my room. And from what I remember, it was probably for a good week after that. Because naturally, of course, I mean, I probably fucking told everybody.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This story got around.
You're staying on that information for 1 second.
Oh,
everybody's going to fucking know.
Forever. So for about a week after that, he was still telling people, he's like, yeah, man, like, my shit's still, like, lumpy and purple. And we're like, dude, like, I mean, I didn't fucking inspect it.
I would have been asking for updates, and I'm like, I'm going to need to see the progress here on your Johnson.
But yeah, unbelievable. And then, to finish it off, that same insane roommate, a couple days later, was waving it around like a lightsaber, using it like a sword.
Waving what? His purple Johnson around?
No, the penis pump, that looked like the hilt of a lightsaber.
So he kept using it?
Oh, yeah. He kept that thing the whole trip.
This motherfucker's like, you know what? I spent good money.
Yeah.
I'm using this thing. We're going to make it work.
Oh,
he probably did shots out of it later.
Oh,
Grody.
Oh, my God. I can't breathe. My head hurts. Holy shit.
All in the penis.
Play us out. I don't know what that means, to play us out. What do you mean? In the show?
All right, fuck it. We'll do it live. Hey, thanks for checking out the Camo Comedy Show podcast. If you like what we're doing here and you want to participate in this community, there are many different ways that you can contribute. First and foremost, tell somebody about the show. Word of mouth advertising is very powerful, and we really appreciate you for helping us out. If you have any funny military stories of your own or know somebody who does, with their permission, of course, you can contribute those stories via email at stories@camocomedy.com. That's stories, S-T-O-R-I-E-S, at C-A-M-M-O-C-O-M-E-D-Y.com. Or if you're not too good at the internets, drop us a voicemail at area code 531-222-6146. That's area code 531-222-6146. That's right. We're giving away our phone number. We want funny military stories from all eras. So if you're not from a generation that's heavily online, we don't want there to be a barrier for participation. We have a lot of big plans for the show and building this community to support veterans. We will announce here soon. So stay tuned. All right. I'm going to go have a nice spicy bowl of chili. Later.